Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Fan Run Radio.
Wanted to be at a place where the school was 100% committed, and I think Danny White and the rest of the school, so everyone involved, showed that they're committed to baseball. And we wanted to be somewhere where we felt like we could win every year. The thing that put this place over the top in our mind in the spring was the fan base. And I think this place became a rowdy place to play, so much so that other coaches were complaining about our fans.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball! No crying!
I'll take that any day of the week.
Caught! It'll be a big orange dog pile on the way to the College World Series.
They don't dance, well, that's no plans of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Dancing.
We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile.
Welcome in to the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. It is 3 and Out Game Day Edition. What?
Did you not hear that?
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
What are you doing over there?
Yeah, what are you doing? Quit moving. Hold your mouth right.
I'm kind of shaking in my chair a little bit.
I think that was it. Hickman, I don't know.
I'm happy. It's game day.
No, no, no. Did you not hear that in your headphones?
No, I did not hear anything.
Must be this.
Yeah. Woo.
Sounded like a...
So sometimes we hear weird things... But it's not, it sounds normal, like going out, you know,
to everyone
radio.
Else. Yeah.
And Hickman listens to it through a different rig than we do. So must have just been something in our listening, not in our communication.
That was weird.
Yeah, just had like a different pitch and then kind of a tinny.
Tinny. Yeah. Got tinny for sure.
Uh huh. Chords and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever used the phrase whatnot.
Is that right?
Until, you know, a certain someone was. Below the equator was here.
Did you do a well job? That's what always got me. We miss him, old Bert.
Most of the time the football coaches always talk about how they played good
and whatnot.
that's
yeah, what, you play well.
That always drives my wife crazy.
But you didn't do a well.
Yeah,
you can't do a well job.
We played good today.
We played pretty good.
Good.
You can say pretty good. You should say pretty well. Yeah. You got something there. Yeah. Big day.
Big day. We're going to play well tonight?
Nate, I think we will. I think we will. I'm confident. I'm also confident in my six-man team of winners. My nine-man team of winners.
Mm-hmm. Southern Hills.
Beautiful. Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That start today?
Yes, it does. Does it start today? Really?
All right. Yeah, it's not the Masters, so I probably won't watch.
You only watch the Masters?
Pretty much.
What?
I might tune in for Tiger a little bit.
What time does Tiger tee off?
You going to root for him?
Honestly, yeah, probably.
Gotcha.
It's a win-win, right?
Yeah.
You root for him, he does well. I mean, just one of his six golfers.
Yeah, his team is so bad that I feel like Tiger can go off and
interesting.
He'll not really be a threat.
Interesting. Tiger, Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, 9:11 a.m.
That's your entire team, isn't it? Pretty much in the same group.
Half of them, yeah.
Got a problem, Chris. Houston, we have a problem.
That was a good one.
I haven't used that in like 3 years.
I know. It has been a while. What's the problem?
Tulsa time's an hour behind our time. Do you have Eastern time there? Or
I don't
local
know.
Time?
I don't know.
That could be 10:12 or whatever you said.
It could be.
Surely it's Eastern.
Yeah, right?
Oh, hang on.
It's already bright out there.
I got you. Featured groups in Eastern time. Matsuyama.
Hideki.
Shoffley and Finau, 8 a.m. Eastern time.
Wait, who? I got 8:38.
For that group?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that's when this broadcast starts.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
8:30, Hovland, Zalatoris, and Smith. What's their tee time say?
9 a.m.
Okay. So these are the ESPN Plus featured groups.
So you can watch them warm up for 30 minutes.
I guess so, yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Love the footage.
Woods, Spieth, McIlroy, 8:30 a.m.
Oh, they get 41 minutes of practice coverage.
Reed, Rose, and Watson at 9 a.m.
Nobody took those guys.
Featured holes starts at 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. Holes 16, 17, and 18. PGA Championship with Joe Buck and Michael Collins.
Okay.
1 o'clock to 2 o'clock on ESPN. PM feature groups, Koepka, Lowry, and Scott, 1:30. Johnson, Cantley, and Thomas, 1:30. First round coverage, live from Southern Hills, ESPN. Thursday, that's today, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Yeah. That's 6 hours.
ESPN 2, from 2 to 5, concurrently. Wow. Joe Buck and Michael Collins are doing stuff there, I guess. I don't know why you wouldn't want to just watch the tournament at that point, but.
Breaking it all down.
More feature groups, 2 p.m., Day, Fowler, and Varner. 2 o'clock as well, Rahm, Morikawa, Scheffler.
Who?
So there's...
Who? Scheffler? Scheffler? Your boy? Or Shoffley?
S-C-H-E-F-F-L-E-R.
Scheffler, Scotty Scheffler. That's your boy.
That's Scheffler. There was Shoffley was earlier, yeah. I couldn't remember what the earlier...
Just making up names over here.
Is that the group? Is it is Scotty Scheffler with John Rahm and Colin Morikawa? That's pretty strong. 2 p.m. I think that's right. I think he said he was in the afternoon.
Yes, that is the group. We each have one member of that team or group on our team.
They also have something on ESPN Plus that says live from Southern Hills from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. I don't know what that is.
It's a lot of coverage.
Just second round coverage just on another channel. I don't know.
Great.
Maybe it's the same as the other.
I'm all about coverage.
So it's all day today.
Now, is there a PGA app you can watch this on?
Like if you don't have ESPN Plus?
Perhaps.
No. Oh, so is that where it's on ESPN Plus?
What's on? Yeah, it's on ESPN. Okay. At ESPN starting at 2 to 8 today.
But like the tournament starts before then, right?
Yes. Yeah. About an hour from now.
About 8 o'clock. I guess they just have coverage on ESPN Plus starting at 8 o'clock. I guess they'll bounce around like normal.
Yeah, they got to have the flyovers and opinions. Fast fairways, I'm hearing.
So there's a little wind.
I told you there'd be wind. Fast fairways, wind, Tiger, busting out a couple new clubs. You guys should feel a little nervous.
Oh, okay.
What?
Nothing.
Are you not nervous?
No.
You should be.
Feeling good about my squad.
I bet you are.
Saturday's coverage, of course, tomorrow's coverage will be the same. Saturday, ESPN Plus starting at 8 a.m., ESPN from 10 to 1, and CBS from 1 to 7. So, I mean, you can watch more golf in this tournament, Hickman, than the Masters. You can watch every second of this.
Well, that's good, because like the Masters kind of coverage just kind of makes me mad watching the Masters.
Why? You got the Masters app now. It's not that bad.
Yeah, but
it's not like regular coverage.
I know.
It's kind of annoying. Yeah. You're just following around one group or sitting on a certain set of holes.
It's a good way to see every hole. But they normally don't start the featured group until like...
they're off and running.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, can you picture the first hole
at
on TV? I know you've been there now, so you've have it
what is,
etched
what are you
into
doing?
Your mind.
Well,
but,
yeah.
But like, I can't picture a person playing.
I remember.
I mean, I can picture the tee shot because they show that.
Yeah,
a
that's
lot.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
But I can't really picture guys like on the green at number one because that like kind of never gets shown.
Right,
still to
right.
this day. They used to never show the front nine, Hickman. The front, the first nine.
Thank you.
At the Masters, used to not even have wires for TV because they wanted it to be something special only for the people that go.
Mm-hmm. But then the tournament got too popular.
Kind of makes sense.
It's a. I mean, it's don't get me wrong. It's a nice special place, but it's still just grass and trees. Like, oh, we don't want anyone to see the special. Like, it's grass. It's good. It's great grass. Beautiful.
I mean, I get both sides of this. Both sides of that there, but.
It's just kind of, I mean, you can pull up, you know, maps of the course and see what it would look like and just picture the good grass from the, you know.
It's stuff like that that makes people hate golfers, you know. Like, the casuals hate golfers because of stuff like that.
It's not the golfer's fault.
No, it's just it's Augusta. Golf in general, you know.
But it's not the same. They fixed that problem. Now you can see the whole course. Flyovers. You can go shot by shot on the Masters app. Mm. Every hole, every player.
Yeah, that is nice.
That was cool.
That was really cool. Yeah. To the phone lines we go. Big golfer here. We got Matt on the horn. It is Matt this time. Made sure.
Yeah.
Matt, what's up? You're on three and out.
What's up, guys?
Where's everybody?
Oh, it's beautiful this morning, is it not?
Lovely day. Let's hope it stays that way.
I don't know. It's supposed to rain this afternoon.
A little bit of rain never hurt anybody.
No. Please tell me they're doing... I know you guys... they're doing featured holes. I surely hope they're doing featured groups with Tiger tee and off like they did at the Masters.
Nate, did you say they had featured groups?
They do have featured groups on ESPN Plus, so you can just follow that certain group. And then they have the main coverage on ESPN Plus as well, and then ESPN later in the day. And you know,
so if I happen to skip out of work today in about an hour and a half from now with a stomach bug and I wanted to watch Tiger, I should be able to do that, correct?
Yes.
As long as you have ESPN Plus. It seems
I got the
to
app,
be the way.
App. I'm assuming that's the same thing, right?
Yeah, if you've got a login with that, it should work.
That's not the same thing. Do you pay for ESPN Plus?
No.
Then you're gonna have to do that.
That is BS. You didn't have to do that with the Masters, did you?
No, because they have their own no. proprietary app.
Yeah, because you can watch it through the Masters app.
My God.
Now there may be something on a PGA app that you know Hickman mentioned that. I don't know.
I doubt it. They probably don't do that so that ESPN
can get
pays them more money.
Mm.
As easy as it is and as many streaming services as there are, golf has to be the hardest thing to watch for the first 2 days of tournaments, man. It's absolutely annoying.
Yeah, I mean, at least they're starting to stream more of it now, but, I mean, used to, you could just check the leaderboard and then you had to wait till coverage started at 2.
Well, it's like on Saturdays and Sundays. I mean, I'd rather watch Tiger Woods if he's 5 over teeing off. And not even in the running at 8:30 in the morning than I would Brooks Koepka in first place in the afternoon on CBS. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care about Brooks Koepka.
You don't like Brooksy?
Yeah, he's all right. I'm you know.
You like him better than DeChambeau?
I'm gonna be honest with you guys. DeChambeau's came around on me just a little bit. Just a
what?
Little bit. I think they're both equal to me, though, man. I both those guys are just meatheads that kill the ball. I'm not, you know, it's not my type of golf game. I'm not a big fan of Xander Schauffele, but I do like Scheffler.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So.
It helps that he's the best golfer in the world right now.
Well, plus he's a good guy.
Yeah, he is. He's easy to root for.
Good. Yeah, he is. He's got to root for. But the reason I was calling you guys was I want to talk about this whole Phil Mickelson thing. I called, you know, a while back when this whole thing started with this Dubai deal with Saudi Arabia. And I watched, this book's coming out, if it's not already out already, with the writer that interviewed Phil. And there's a lot of nuggets in there. But supposedly he's got this huge gambling debt.
Yep.
which I didn't know about. But what the hell has happened to Phil Mickelson, guys?
What was the amount he lost over 4 years? Was it $40 million? $40 million over four years. Yeah, that's I'm going to say that's problematic.
$100 million. So I mean, no, sure. You know,
yeah, but
still,
stop. But right, like even, just stop doing that.
Yeah, but it's not even that so much as it is his just battle with the PGA. It's like, what do you? I don't understand biting the hand that feeds you, man. That much. I mean, going totally against, you know, and it's pretty obvious that the players have kind of stood up for the PGA. And that Phil's just went rogue, like, you know, bashing the PGA and basically tweeting stuff that makes absolutely some odd tweets about.
Very.
He doesn't really care that Saudi Arabia, their politics, and that they basically beat women. It's like he's going there because he wants to better golf. I'm like, that makes no sense.
Yeah, the whole Saudi tour thing is very, very strange to me. But basically he turned his back on the PGA, then he put his foot in his mouth when he was talking about, you know, the Saudi tour and their politics at the time. So they were pretty upset with him. And then it's not like he could come back to the PGA. I think he's tried, and the PGA has said he's not suspended, but he basically said, like, you can do this if you want to, but it'd probably be better if you didn't play. It's very strange.
Well, he could have played in this tournament. Like he's the defending champion.
Right, like that's what I'm saying. It's weird though, Matt, because I read this article and I was listening to something about it on the radio. They said that he's the defending champ. He's not suspended. He's not banned from playing, but they basically told him it would be a very good idea if you didn't play, or a very bad idea for you to play. You're not suspended. You can do it if you want, but it would not be good for you. Very strange.
I don't know. That is weird. It's all around.
Yeah, they asked Rory about him yesterday or the day before, and he said that it's an absolute shame that Phil Mickelson isn't at the tournament. And he made it sound like he was blaming the PGA.
Well, all those European players play in that Saudi tournament, because that's part of that league. Those guys all, and you can see these interviews. If they're interviewing the American players, they're all raised on the PGA, so it's different. You know, Rory can have a professional tour and not play on the PGA. He'd be just fine. But so those guys have a different outlook on the PGA as opposed to the American players. You talk to Tiger and all those other guys, you know, that Bubba, they interviewed Bubba, and Bubba was just kind of not really throwing shade at Phil, but just like shocked that Phil said what he has.
Yeah.
Kind of fallen. So it's just, it is weird. And I like Phil, guys. I mean, I grew up a huge Phil fan. I mean, I was Tiger 1, Phil 2. That was big. And just to see this happen this quickly with Phil's just—it's just weird, man. And kind of looking into it, it's almost kind of to me like it's almost kind of like Michael Jordan. You know, like I loved Michael Jordan, but the older I got and realizing what Michael Jordan was really like, I mean, he's kind of a D-bag, man.
Yeah,
you know, so not really a good guy. And it's kind of what you're finding out about Phil, man. You get behind the pretty smile and the thumbs up, guy's kind of a D-bag, man.
Yeah, and a lot of these guys, right, like they at least looked into the opportunity with the Saudi League. Some elected to go. Some said, no, that's not for me. I'm going to stay, you know, with the PGA. And he kind of got stuck between both because he couldn't keep his mouth shut.
Yeah, and well, it would be hard, too, when the PGA, I think the Saudi League was going to give him $80 million up front. I mean, just to play. It was like $80 million cash. Here you go, just to come over and play.
Right, yeah. Oh, no, yeah, they were trying to buy, you know, the best golfers in the world to really jumpstart that league.
Yeah. 100%. Nate, what do you think, man?
I'm trying. It's funny, the one of his friends on tour, one of Mickelson's closer guys, I'm not sure who said it, but was talking about how you know, it's kind of blaming what had happened on cancel culture, but then also kind of walked that back a little bit and said, but, you know, you do have to kind of face consequences for what you do. I just prefer it to be a forgiveness culture than a cancel culture. But I'm struggling because it's such a gray area. Like Houston said, what you can play, but you shouldn't. Like, what? That's stupid. I don't understand that.
I know.
And if it's Mickelson's decision, like, why didn't he just say, okay, screw you guys and play? You mentioned Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was like, am I suspended? And they say, no, not technically, but you shouldn't play. Michael Jordan be like, I'll be there. Put me in the tournament. Like, I don't understand.
Well, the hard part is one of the guys on the made a pretty good analogy the other day about it's like if Michael Jordan had left the NBA and went to play for said league that competed with the NBA.
Yeah.
Like a
startup world basketball league. Yeah.
Yeah, and said, I'm going to go do this, but I still want to play in your big championship games, NBA, but I'm going to go play in this league that's you know, because it's bettering the sport, which is total BS. Those guys that say that, they're going for the money, man.
Yeah,
just be honest.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And if Phil came out and said, I just wish he, I hope he does. I hope, because, I mean, I'm not mad at Phil. I don't know his whole story. I like Phil Mickelson. I wish he would come out and just apologize and say, and I think the PGA should too. I think both sides should. And just clear this whole thing up and say, this is exactly what happened. We both screwed up. Phil, obviously, this book's going to clear up a lot of his demons he's got, which is fine. Look, man, that's all. Those guys in that world got whole different problems than people like you and I do. So, anyways, guys, it's weird, but I'm looking forward to watching it. So, go Tiger. See you guys.
Thanks for the
call.
See
you, Matt. Seth Wall, CEO of the PGA of America, called Mickelson's absence this week, quote, the elephant in the room. He's not here. It's his choice. He and I have had some conversations before, during, and after, and I can really say that on Friday his camp called and said he's not ready to play. Obviously, we respect that. You buy that?
I don't know.
Is that the...
I mean, what...
Is that the back half of the, hey, you can play if you want to, but don't? It's his decision. Is it really his decision that he's not playing as a defending champion? When he won this event at 50?
Yeah, I don't know. There's too many unknowns for me to really have a, like, hard opinion about this. Like, he basically made both sides mad, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he?
He
Because he flirted with the...
He was leaving for the Saudi League. Mm-hmm. So as on his way out, he's burning bridges with the PGA.
Right.
Then he puts his foot in his mouth when he talks about how, you know, if you say something bad about the Saudis, they'll kill you. And they're like, oh, really? Well, why don't you just hold up on coming over here? Lost a bunch of money.
Yeah, they're scary MFers to get involved with.
Yeah, so they, you know, they're kind of out on him for saying that. And then he burned the bridges with the PGA. So he's stuck between essentially two tours. And neither of them are exactly... dying to get him back out there. And he, I mean, I don't want to make Matt upset. Like, I don't know if this gets resolved, especially with that book coming out. Like, who knows what he has in the book?
Mm-hmm.
If he, you know, if he makes it worse for the PGA, they're just going to be like, nope, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know if he not playing because he just can't handle being out there with all of this swirling around, or is it he just kind of feels like I don't know.
John Robb said they both played at Arizona State, not together, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Said Phil's got to do what Phil's got to do. Says I can't remember the last time a major champion didn't defend a title, but he's got to do what's best for him. That's all I can say. I can't say it makes me unhappy. Strange, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mickelson did not issue a statement explaining why he was skipping the PGA. The Masters tournament he missed earlier this year was his first miss in 27 years. To boil it down, though, that's what happened. He left the PGA, burned the bridges on his way out. Then he burned bridges before the Saudi tour started. They didn't want him in, so now he's stuck in golf purgatory.
All right, we are.
And I think the PGA probably thinks if we let him back immediately, we look weak because of the things he said about us on his way out. Like, we have to kind of stand our ground a little bit. You don't get to just throw mud all over the PGA, and then we just say, well, you're Phil Mickelson,
well,
so
you
can do whatever you want.
A lot of the golfers are saying if he just, you know, when he apologizes, it'll... You know, he'll be all forgiven and everything. Just sounds like maybe he's not ready to do that.
Yeah.
And there's different layers to it. It's tough. It's not like he said one sentence and it's like, yep, that's the problem. It's this whole kind of the way he played both tours kind of against each other. And the way he kind of besmirched both at the same time, I guess. Oh, man. Well,
apparently the book came out this week.
Oh.
It's called Phil. the rip-roaring and unauthorized biography of golf's most colorful superstar.
He's golf's most colorful superstar? Nah.
He might be after this book.
I was going to, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and find out, though.
I mean, he's got some off-the-course stuff. I mean, he did gamble away $40 million in 4 years.
Apparently, he refused to pay some bookie $500,000 he owed him or something. That's part of, that's in the book.
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. That was a few years back, wasn't it? I remember part of that story.
Maybe that was already out. I don't know. Yeah, it's...
You going to read it?
Well, I don't know.
Wait for the Cliff's Notes.
I'm sure people will put out the best stories. I'll watch it on Twitter.
There you go.
As you say.
Watch it unfold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll come back with more. It is game day for Tennessee baseball, and the PGA Championship starts here in just a little bit. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Welcome back into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. Pick up some White Claw Hard Seltzer. Start the weekend early. It's White Claw Hard Seltzer made pure.
Did you just give us tomorrow off? Did you hear that, Hickman? Said start the weekend early.
Boom. I don't consider doing the show like work. I mean,
okay.
This is fun. This is the fun part of the job.
I agree. Chase Dolander on the mound tonight.
Yep.
Chase Burns tomorrow.
Okay.
Drew Beam Saturday. The decision has been made.
So Tidwell will start your first SEC tournament game.
Not necessarily.
That's on Wednesday.
You got
he
time.
Might.
I guess
he might, or they could run
it back with these guys.
Sechrist. Depends on the opponent, Sechrist, probably. Yeah. They might, you know, if they like the matchup a little better. Save the bigger arms for later in the SEC tournament. Tonight on the mound for Mississippi State, Brandon Smith, right hander. He is 3-4 on the season with a 4.99 ERA. We'll go ahead and call it a 5 ERA.
I mean, they've struggled. I feel like this is just put them out of their misery. Just send them home.
Yeah,
just
you don't
jump on them early.
Yeah.
Let them quit. Let them mail it in. They probably got school ending this week or 2 weeks ago, maybe, or next week at the latest.
Mississippi, I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. They've probably been out a while.
Online classes.
They're probably ready for the beach, you know?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
No postseason in their future, so maybe that's a good point. Maybe they're checked out. It's like, hey, we had the championship run last year, just wasn't our year this year. Let's go out here, go through the motions, and hit the vacay. Should be excited to see Dolander tonight. I like that. I like the lineup he went with.
Well, and you got to feel like their coach is probably like, come on, guys. Like, it's kind of last stand moment. So if you let them
win
get
one
off,
for the Gipper.
I mean, if you let them get off to a good start in game one, then maybe you are kind of dealing with a
rally type situation.
Bulldog
yeah.
Backed into a corner type of deal. But if you.
Yeah, but they're ugly.
Just tip them over early, rub the belly, and let's in this thing, right?
Get him an AC dog box, and he'll be fine.
Ice bag, cool him down. There you go.
That's really all I've got. Dolander on the bump.
I'm excited. I think the atmosphere at Duty Noble.
Duty.
Well, is that that's what it is, right?
It is now.
Duty Noble.
Duty. Noble.
I feel like the atmosphere will be pretty good there.
You think so? I was wondering about that. I mean, the fans, it's not a big park. It's a nice park. It's relatively new, but it only holds like, 4,500?
Yeah, I think. I mean, are they officially eliminated from the SEC tournament?
I don't think
so. They're not.
They're close, though.
Oh, yeah.
With that, we're the number one ranked team in the country. It's the last time these seniors that play for Mississippi State will get to play at home. I feel like the fans will show up and send those guys out on a high positive note, considering they did win them a national championship.
That's an interesting point. Like, they wouldn't do senior night festivities tonight. They would wait until Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Saturday's crowd might be pretty good, especially if they win one of these first two or both.
And that fan base just loves baseball.
They do. On the call tonight, KP. Tom Hart and KP.
Oh, yeah. I love Tom Hart.
Yeah.
The next 2 days will be Bart Gregory and Charlie Winfield.
Sounds like a couple of...
Sounds like a couple of Starkville natives right there. Yeah. Uh-huh. Old Charlie and Bart. Bart and Charlie. Mm-hmm. That'll be neat. That'll be good. Maybe they'll just brag on us the whole time. That'd be cool.
They probably... I mean, most of the other announcers have it later in the season.
The worst ones... I was going to say, the worst ones were the Ole Miss guys.
It was early in the season. I think they were kind of hoping we were sort of pretenders, you know, and...
Well, and Ole Miss was also number one, right. So it was like, oh, yeah, Ole Miss comes in, click, and then we're hitting them over the fence, and it's just, it was a bad night for them. Head coach for Mississippi State, Chris, is it Lemoines?
Lemoines.
That can't be right.
No, it's Lemoines. He's French.
It's not spelled Lemoines.
How do you spell it?
L-E-E-M-O-N-I-S. Lemon is.
Lemoine.
13,000 seats in the duty.
Oh, yeah, it's not that big.
No, because remember yesterday I was reading the wrong dimensions. I was reading Lindsey Nelson when I was trying to read Duty Noble, and I just remembered that it said, you know, like max capacity crowd was like 5,200 or something like that. No, it's 13,000 seats. So if you want to go to the game, if you're in West Tennessee or Northern Mississippi, you've got probably an opportunity to do that.
Just trying to figure out how to pronounce this guy's name.
Duty. That's such...
I'm going to go with Lemoines for now. He said, quote, Tennessee looks like one of the better teams in college baseball history. We like that. We appreciate it. We thank you. Anyone?
Are you more excited for the baseball series or the golf tournament this weekend?
Baseball.
Okay.
But I'm excited about the golf tournament as well. I'll be more excited for that on Sunday as it's kind of wrapping up, and I'm hopefully about 12 shots ahead with... You know, your guys falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be ideal. Lemoines also said, you look at Tennessee's pitching staff, and it's pretty special. There are pro arms in there right now, a great bullpen. Offensively, they've done a ton, too. They lead the league in homers and stolen bases. We've got our work cut out for us. Are you more excited about baseball or golf?
I think I'm slightly more excited about golf.
I knew you'd say that. Oh, shut up. You've been waiting for the end of the regular season, too.
Dude, I am Alabama-level hype for this series this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. Defending national champions.
Doesn't really
matter.
They
stink.
You have probably the best environment in the SEC for baseball.
On a year when they're good, maybe.
They're defending national champs. It's their senior series, whatever you want to call it. They'll be doing that Saturday. They're going to send those guys out on a positive. Or try to at least make them feel like
that's why Nate said
cool
it. We got to jump on them early, squash the neck, twist the foot.
I'm pumped for it.
I am too.
I mean,
I'm not Bama level hype.
We've already clinched the regular season title.
Hyped have you been for a Bama game lately?
If we needed one or two wins in the series to clinch the title, I think that pushed the baseball back ahead of the golf. I mean, it's close.
I agree.
And if this was the SEC tournament or obviously a regional or something.
They have to win 2 out of 3, most likely, to make Hoover.
Yeah. We just need to kill that dream quickly.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I think we will kill them, that's kind of part of the reason why I'm so excited about it. Because after watching us play Belmont this week,
Oh, you got the warm fuzzies? You're back?
I think
you starting to volleve again?
Oh, I think we're going to come out here and just absolutely embarrass them.
We have been pretty good in the state of Mississippi this year. I believe we're undefeated. And we swept the number one team in the country at the time. It kind of stinks
it's
now.
It's pronounced Lemoines.
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 Yeah, right. I was right.
Oh, my little pretty one. Pretty one. Throw me a pitch, my Malonis. Malonis? Are you sure?
Yeah, that's what Jared says.
Oh, I trust Jared. All right, good stuff. We'll rally the troops here. Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay.
Just fired up about this golf tournament.
I don't know why. Because I'm going to be looking pretty good.
All right. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we will.
Final segment, hour one, next. Final segment, hour number one. I kind of want to read Phil's book. Saw the cover art, you know, in the break.
It's very, like, Russian World War poster-ish.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
He's got the stance, you know, with the sunglasses on, kind of looking.
Well, he's golf's most colorful superstar.
Unauthorized biography.
Yikes.
Why did he talk to this guy originally?
I don't know.
Was he going to write an authorized biography? Was it just like...
I'm sure the book will get into that once you start reading
Were these just like comments off the record that he's just like, yep, sorry, they're going on the record now. Like, I don't... really confused. I mean, if they were off the record and now he's just written a book about it, is this guy like, well, I'm not going to report on golf anymore? Because, I mean, normally that's what keeps somebody from...
Right, yeah.
...doing that.
He's like, this will be, this is his swan song, right? Like, this is the last thing he'll ever do. No one else will talk to him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to sell this book. Probably, I mean, Phil's a pretty popular player. He'll sell a bunch of them, I'm sure, and then retire. You know, play golf and stuff. Maybe with Phil. Phil ain't got, you know, he's not on a tour or anything, so he's got plenty of time to just go play some fun rounds.
Yeah.
What are you reading, like, the info? On the book?
I mean, there's nothing out really out yet that I see.
Okay.
The rip roaring. And I like how they put the little arrow down with the little parentheses and unauthorized.
Yeah, kind of trying to sneak it in there on you.
Alan Shipnuck.
Shipnuck?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Shipnuck.
That's got to be a fake name. That's like Mark Twain and... What was his pen name?
Oh, gosh.
Samuel Clemens? Does that sound right? Anyway, you should read that book and tell me.
Samuel Langhorne Clemens.
Oh, see? Look at that.
Good pull.
Look at a little sixth grade English doing the work. Great.
Mark Twain. Got his pen name from a riverboat captain.
Always.
All
right. Langhorne? Is that what you said?
Yep.
Samuel Langhorne Clemens. I'm bad. Where do you want to go next?
You know, Mark Twain said, golf is just a good walk spoiled.
Yep.
I agree with him.
It depends on how you're swinging the sticks. It can be good. Hickman, it's just like, you know, you go out, you have one good shot, and then that keeps you coming back. But then the next time you go out, you have two good shots, and then three. The next thing you know, you put together an entire hole. Maybe it's a birdie. Maybe it's a par.
If you assembled a golf team where everybody had one designated job, I would either be the guy who putts or the guy who chips. Yeah.
Hickman says he's a good chipper.
A good chipper.
That's what he's good at. He said 60 yards and in. Whew. Really? That's where you want Hickman on the sticks.
That's usually the first to go for me. Like, that's when I'm playing well and I'm chipping well, it's because I've actually put time in, been practicing.
Hickman's just always got it from the
always got the old
60 yards,
the chipping and the pitching.
Yeah, better chipper,
better chipper than a
pitcher,
closer to the green.
I hate pitching.
It's like 45 yards, still kind of can be a struggle.
Like, I can hit with my 60 degree club pretty well.
Yeah,
like there's a par three up in Dandridge that. I mean, I just break out the 60 degree because the hole, you're elevated in the tee box.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just get as much loft on that thing as I can and usually just drop right on the green and I'll par it every time.
What's the yardage? Roughly.
Probably like 120.
How far do you hit your 60 degree?
About
105. So something like that. Down the hill makes it.
Probably not 105.
110.
Without the elevation on the tee box, but.
That's what I was saying. If it's 120 down the hill, you know, what's your normal?
You're asking him questions, and
yeah, I don't think he.
I've never stopped to think about this. Like, I wonder how hard I just hit that. I just get out there and play.
Yep. Clears mind and just swing away.
So you're like, you know, you're 163 to the pin.
I don't think he's got the GPS app out just like.
153 to the front.
Like, he's looking over to the cart path like, is that the blue line or the red line?
What club are you pulling, you know? You don't know your distances? It's just in general, at least. You're 150. What club are you using? You're right by the stake, the 150 stake.
Probably a 4, but I hit that the best.
A 4?
Like, a 4?
From 150? Big, strong guy like you?
You had a 60-degree, 120 downhill?
Like, it's weird, but there's some irons that I just can't hit with.
Oh.
Yeah, we all have that.
150, you said?
Yeah, 150.
Have I played recently?
You're playing pretty well, yeah. You've played a little bit. Stock 150, just...
Probably like a 90% swing 7 or a beat the hell out of it 8. But I hit blades. Mm. So it's a little tougher.
I think you should get some oversized.
I might be really good if I play with some oversized irons.
Probably help your game.
Could be.
Why do you play with blades?
Those are just the clubs I bought. They were Nike. I wanted to be like Tiger. I got these awesome Nike. Mm. They're combos. So it's like.
Oh,
blades
yeah.
Through 8, and then the 7 has like a like 7-6, a little bit of a gap, but not big, not at all.
Yeah.
Makes me a better golfer.
I think that's how that works.
Well, it teaches me where the sweet. It's a much smaller sweet spot, and no forgiveness on these clubs.
You got them worn out in just a tiny little spot like the pros do.
Yeah. Yeah, I hit it flush every time, Nate.
Yeah, just click.
You look at my clubs and you say, whew, this guy
just
is a golfer.
Mm-hmm.
No. I do not have the perfect little ball spot where I make great contact every time. Fan a few, fat a few, crunch a few. Whew. I mean, if I get a hold of that 8, 150 is no problem. The problem is, though, if I have to overswing, you know, that's when mistakes happen. The tournament is set to begin.
Okay.
Congratulations. You did win the public poll.
Oh, great. Kiss of death.
I got second, and Hickman came in third.
You got the numbers there?
What, the poll results?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got them. Official final results are as follows. With 358 votes, Nate, you got 39.9% of them.
It's not majority. So
I got 35.8%. Very close. Very tight race there. And Hickman, 24.3. It's a big weekend for you, Hickman. We got to push this guy to last place.
Not many people know golf, and I just is pretty clear with the poll.
I love the fact that I didn't win the poll. There is an hour left, however.
I like getting last.
You do. Well, that's good because you got last in the. In the Masters pick,
all the real ones who I wanted to believe in me, though, for that, they believed in me, so that was all I needed.
Every vote matters. Did you see the crowd shots for Tiger's practice round yesterday?
No. Was it insane, I'm sure?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that Bryson DeChambeau withdrew after his practice round yesterday?
No, I didn't.
He's out.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody yesterday. They're like, do you really think he's going to play? I was like, I don't know. They're like, I don't think that's smart.
Yeah, he's done. What was it? What's his injury? He said, I want to make a full return when I'm 100% ready to compete. Okay. He's recovering from a surgery that repaired a bone in his left wrist. Interesting. So no big guy in the funny hat this week.
Mm. Okay.
I'm sorry. I know you're disappointed.
I mean, it'd been fun to watch him play if he was all healthy and everything, but I don't want him to get hurt out there.
I've noticed a lot of these young guys are they're getting hurt bad pretty early on in their career. Like Koepka, I mean, he's had multiple, I know, knee surgeries. I think he's had a back surgery. Now we got Bryson with the wrist. I mean, it's not like a, you know, major injury, but obviously the wrist, very important in the game of golf. Are these guys working out a little too hard, too fast? Huh? Especially,
yeah, maybe
guys like Bryson. I mean, what he did was ridiculous.
Catching up on some of Greg Norman's comments from like 2 weeks ago about the Saudi thing.
Yes.
Well, he was saying that Mickelson's comments definitely hurt their tour. Also hurt the PGA Tour. So I guess just everyone's mad at Phil, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I said. He's really stuck in golf. And
that's kind of tough.
It feels like you're not getting any real answers from the guys that are playing because they don't want to offend – probably Phil. They don't want to offend the Saudi league because we don't know what that's going to look like in 2 to 3 years. That might be an opportunity where they'd want to leave that door open. And you certainly don't want to do anything to upset the PGA. So they're all just kind of like, yeah, Phil's just doing what's best for him, and we wish he was here. And and that's all I want to say about that. Bye. The biggest bet in the tournament was placed on Tiger Woods.
Of course.
$20,000. With 60-to-1 odds, that would pay $1.2 million.
They said that if Tiger won the tournament, that Vegas would just take an absolute bath.
Really, because his odds are so—they're
long.
Yeah, and a lot of people still of course, bet on him. Of course.
Yeah. So, I guess the first tournament for the Saudi Tour. Do you know, like, five of those events are in the States?
I actually did not know that. Yeah. I wondered what that schedule would look like.
So the first tournament's June 9th through 11th in London.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Norman said there's 15 of the top 100 players, and their top 100 ranked players already registered for it. So two players who were previously number one. I don't know.
Can't wait.
Keep tabs on that. But next, Houston, we got to get into what Nick Saban said
All right.
last night.